Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven Muslim-majority nations, but U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented.
I will have opportunity to work a rollout plan, in particular to make sure that there's no one, in a sense, caught in the system of moving from overseas to our airports, which happened on the first release.
First executive order dealing with immigration was stopped by the courts. The new order could come as early as Tuesday. President Trump spoke to a large campaign-style rally in the state of Florida Saturday and spoke about keeping America safe through immigration reform.
We've allowed thousands and thousands of people into our country, and there was no way to vet those people. There was no documentation. There was no nothing. So we're going to keep our country safe.
Mr. Trump also took issue with news reports the White House staff is disorganized, inefficient, and overly contentious. He said that was the result of false reporting. He also echoed promises from his election campaign of better schools, better jobs, and a better health care system. In his first major foreign policy speech, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has said America will be unwavering in its support for the NATO alliance, but warned European allies that they must step up defense spending. Amid controversy over the Trump administration's ties to Moscow, the vice president said the U.S. would continue to hold Russia accountable and demanding they de-escalate the violence in eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. A senior foreign ministry official in Moscow says Russia considers the second round of Syria peace talks held this week in Kazakhstan a success. Russia and Iran, which back the Syrian government, and Turkey, which backs some rebels opposed to it, organized the talks. More talks on Syria expected to take place in Geneva on Thursday. Jan Egelin is the special advisor to the UN special envoy for Syria. He says people are dying there because relief workers cannot reach them with aid. In recent days, Egelin said, a number of people in besieged Syrian cities have died because the United Nations have been unable to evacuate them to receive urgent medical treatment. Egelin also said it was better when the United States and Russia co-chairs of a special task force to help get humanitarian aid to those in need worked together.
We were great when there was co-leadership by the United States and Russia last year. We have not seen that of late. We have not had as much progress of late. I think that can come back. I am convinced it will come back.
Task force was formed a year ago because people in besieged areas in Syria were starving to death. Egelin says the aim was to have Russia, the United States, and other members of influence to put pressure on the warring parties to gain humanitarian access to those areas. A U.S. prison authority is saying that Egyptian cleric convicted of participating in a plan to blow up landmarks in New York City has died in prison. Sheikh Omar Abdelrahman died after a long battle with diabetes and coronary artery disease. He was linked to the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center in New York City that killed six people. Abdelrahman was not convicted of a crime directly related to it. He had been incarcerated since 1995 in an advisory role and failed plots to blow up Manhattan landmarks. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has urged North Korea to give up its nuclear and missile programs and focus its resources on improving the lives of its people.
The recent reckless and provocative behavior of DPRK underlines the importance of having a combined joint approach to tempering the behavior of North Korea, which is not only a threat to stability on the Korean Peninsula, but poses a threat to the region and the globe.
Bishop said she stressed the importance of joint efforts by allies to deter Pyongyang's provocations. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.